Welcome back. Continuing our special edition on the future of the Press Telegram, joined now by Joe Brennerman, who's the general manager of the Press Telegram. Joe, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You heard our discussion briefly in the first segment about the business challenges. You're the business guy. You have to face the problem of declining ad revenues. We're in a financial meltdown. Your major sponsors and advertisers, car dealers, real estate, classified, are all down. How do you keep it together in the face of these challenges?
Well, obviously, it is a big challenge. You framed it well there, Art. But, you know, we're not, our industry is facing significant challenges, both secular and economic. Not different, though, than many other industries are facing as well in terms of how online has affected the way they get information and in terms of just the overall economic conditions. So, but you did mention some of the key categories. For us, some of our best customers and our best categories of business are struggling the most, and obviously that's hurt us a lot.
You've been in the newspaper business for 16 years. You're a marketing expert. What's the way out of it? I mean, assuming that we recover from this recession, which I trust we will, the industry still has basic endemic problems, and what's the business model for the way out?
Well, certainly for us, it's focusing on preparing ourselves, making it through the recession, which, you know, we know will help us significantly. But it's also using the same things that are causing us challenges are the same things that are going to get us in a better place as an industry and both here locally.
So you view a local daily newspaper as a viable, you continue to view it as a viable and important part of each community, despite the web, despite alternative communication devices.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, in a lot of ways, it becomes even more important as the market is fragmented and as there are so many options for people to find information. I think it just becomes that much more important.
And Rich, you and the paper recently went through a redesign. Let me hold up a copy of a recent newspaper. Tell us, as we focus on this front page, if you move your cup for a second, tell us some of the major changes that were made in the redesign and the purpose of those changes.
The major, we did this about four or five weeks ago, and it has been met with a lot of favorable response from readers. Seems like usually when you redesign a paper, people
okay.
Get
what
upset.
What are the changes?
The changes are to make it easier to get through the paper, to navigate. We've got a few more stories, a few more items of local interest on each page, or just different techniques we've used to make it easier to read and more appealing.
To make it more user-friendly.
Exactly.
How does the web, Joe, interface with the print edition? I mean, obviously there are stories on the web that do not appear. You can put video on the web. The paper comes out once a day. The web is a work in process every moment, and yet a lot of people have found it difficult to find ways to make money on the web. Does your web operation, is that a separate profit center, or do you view it as an adjunct to the print?
Well, it's actually all part of the same operation. We obviously look at it separately in terms of how we track it, but it's all part of the overall equation, and I would say that for both readers and for advertisers that we have. Rich pointed out earlier in the conversation that we have over 175,000 unique visitors per month that are exclusive to our readership of the Press Telegram. There's over 250,000 users per month online of our product. So that's significant, coupled with our readership that we have of our print product.
And Rich estimated the readership to be several hundred thousand, 78,000 copies times three. Do you think the visitors to the web, or do you know, are the visitors to the web the same people that are reading the paper, or are they different, or is there how much of an overlap there?
Yeah, 175,000 unique visitors per month are exclusive of our print audience. So that's in addition to our audience. So to give you an example, on an average Sunday, we have 275,000 readers of our paper. And in a month, we have 175,000 that are unique to they're unduplicated with the print audience. So that's 450,000 in one month, which, of course, you know, for us, it's a matter of there have been declines, as you pointed out earlier, We have had staff declines. So for us, it's making sure, though, that we capture and use the technology, you know, to help grow. One way we can do that is online. We have more opportunity for people to submit comments and for people to participate in
yes.
not only news gathering, but in how they feel about it. And it also allows us to move much quicker and more efficient.
But are you selling ads just on the web, or are they bonus? Are you bonusing print advertisers?
Oh, it is entirely separate in terms of a product in our portfolio. But many of our advertisers, most of our advertisers, as a matter of fact, choose to use both because of the unduplicated reach.
And bottom line question, looking down the road, 5-10 years out, do you see the major growth on the internet or in print?
You know, print products are never going away. And I believe that strongly, and so does our company. There was over 200 niche products that were launched last year in this area.
When you say niche products, meaning?
Print products of any sort. You know, freely distributed, you know, print is itself is not dead, just in terms of how people want to receive information has evolved. So yes, there is an audience that that we are addressing, and I think we've already captured them in terms of, and are continuing to grow that at a fast rate in terms of the audience. But it's getting the money that goes with that.
Okay, we'll be back with the remaining.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids' parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
People need a hero. They need something they can believe in. That's where Dog the Water Copper comes in.
Oh, no!
All right, you little trail sniffer. I've been watching you take a shower for the past 40 minutes. Think of all that water you're wasting.
Well, I mean, that's really weird, Dog. I'm totally naked right now.
Welcome back. We're continuing this great discussion with the management team at the Press Telegram, Executive Editor Rich Archbold and General Manager Joe Brennerman. Let me ask you both gentlemen a question about the editorial board makeup. Long Beach is, according to the RAND Corporation, the most diverse city in America. Your editorial board is composed of 4 white males. Do you think that's an appropriate representation on your editorial board?
Well, I'll jump in on that one and say it's not ideal in terms of the makeup of the individuals, but clearly the board's job is to represent the views and to be abreast of the issues as they relate. And then I'll also add that we continually look for feedback and guest columnists and other people that we'll either invite in or that we'll have asked to submit pieces to discuss areas that certainly we don't have a makeup of people to represent.
Rich?
Well, my take on that is this. Larry Allison, who most people know in this town, he's editor of the editorial page with Harold Glickin, and their combined years of service is very, very strong. And we have 2 new people with new blood in Joe and Mark Ficarra.
Mark's the publisher.
The publisher, right. And so that combination, we really know the community. And like Joe says, it may not be ideal, but we bring people in all the time. We have people can come to the news meeting. We have Larry, especially with the editorial board, will call in all manner of people on different okay. issues and things. So we're very sensitive to that.
Let me just mention, Rich just mentioned the news meetings. This is fascinating. Any of you are invited to attend their daily news meetings at 2 o'clock, where they help put together the front page for the following day, decide what's on it. And Rich, those meetings are open to anyone. You don't have to make an appointment. You just show up.
Exactly right.
It's a fascinating experience. If you want to see nuts and bolts how a paper is put together, just go to the Press Telegram and go to their 2 o'clock daily news meetings. Let me throw out an idea that I heard from somewhere about a newspaper of the future. Instead of one copy being trucked down by trucks and delivery boys going out and throwing them and all that printing and everything, how about a printer in each home where the newspaper is delivered online and the user can filter out what he does? If he's not interested in sports, no sports. If he wants more financial, more financial. So he sets up his computer to get what he wants, and his customized newspaper is printed in his home at his expense with his paper, and you eliminate the cost of trucks, delivery boys, paper costs have shot through the roof, and that paper can change during the day as the computer, as the issue changes and news develops. Let me just throw that out.
Well, I might just jump in real quick and just say that you have good information, because that is a reality now. That is I should say that it's in planning stages.
Really?
And you will see that soon. And as a matter of fact,
planning even within your organization?
Certainly. Yeah, I mean, to look and see how that might best work. The bottom line is, you know, whether it's online or print or this, which is kind of a combination of both, is, you know, we need to just make sure that we're delivering the product the way and how people want it. So it doesn't change the news organization. It doesn't change our mission, as it always has been, but how we deliver it. And, you know, to take that another step further, you might see a partnership with a printer company, for example, and that may be able to give those to people's homes and have it all part of a partnership.
Beautiful, like Gillette used to give the razors away and sell the blades.
Yes.
But the key to this, I just want to add, is what Joe said. That is, we are still the dominant news and information gatherer. Somebody has to do that. And that's where the reporters come in and the photographers and
so you would
the
agree,
news gatherers.
Content is still king.
Content's king.
No matter what the delivery system is, you got to have the content or what's the
purpose
of
not delivering any. What are you delivering?
And Rich, everyone knows you are a newspaper man through and through. It runs in your blood. You're from Chicago. You're from the old school. But you've seen all these changes. How do you view the future with all this technology, which you're probably not as much as home with, nor am I for that matter. But we watch it and we know we have to use it. But what's an old timer like you think about all this stuff, and how do you view the future?
Well, I'm not that much of an old timer, Art. But it really is exciting. I do a lot of speaking to young people, Long Beach State University, City College, high schools, about journalism. And I tell the students, there couldn't be a better time for you to be getting into journalism.
Wow.
Because it's exciting. This is a whole new frontier. And I keep telling them, the challenge I say to them is, one of you maybe is the next Bill Gates who's going to figure out this money situation and how do we handle this online. Yeah. And the delivery system that Joe's been talking about.
Yeah.
How do we do all that? I mean, so far, I mean, it is...
So you want to marry the passion of people like you for news with the technology and make it work.
Exactly right.
Okay, we're going to be finishing up our show, but first we have to take a pause for these messages. We'll be right back.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
A fascinating show with two very experienced people facing the challenges which the Press-Telegram faces in common with so many newspapers around the country. Newspapers play a vital role in the life of every community. They hold up a mirror to ourselves, and that mirror needs to be an accurate mirror. The political process desperately needs accurate news for it to survive and prosper. So despite the challenges that they face, the Press-Telegram is here. We hope that they will flourish in the years ahead. And I want to thank both of you for joining us. It's an exciting time, but it's a challenging time. And I guess that's when we earn our salaries, when things are tough, not when things are easy. So, Rich, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Art.
To meet you,
My
Joe,
pleasure.
And welcome to Long Beach.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you all for joining us. It's been a wonderful half hour. Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press-Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.